The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Amen. Amen. For Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, I ask you to mark your Bibles for 2 Kings 6. I think I said Luke 4. It's actually Luke 11 I want to have, and so we're still in the same book. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. This morning I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. I'll read it again. It says, because of Christ. But there's an and. They go together. Because of Christ and our faith in him. We put our faith in a whole lot of stuff, but we got to have our faith in him. So because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. This morning, my brothers and my sisters, for just a little while, we want to talk about fighting to keep our focus. Fighting to keep our focus. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Fighting to keep our focus. Most holy, precious, loving, giving, and forgiving God, we come to you, O Lord, right now in the name of Jesus to say thank you, dear God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you yet shall do in, with, and through our lives. Lord, we thank you for blessing us beyond measure, beyond what we could ever do for ourselves. As a matter of fact, beyond what we deserve. As a matter of fact, we deserve death, but grace and mercy have stood up and pleaded our case, and we say thank you. Lord, you didn't wake us up because we've been so good, but because you are just that good to us. Lord, as we've come to this point of the worship service, Lord, it is our hope and prayer that everything that has been said or done in this place has been pleasing unto your sight. As a matter of fact, it's been as a sweet savor unto your nostrils. Now, Father God, you know the days and times that we are living in. We're thankful for the years that you've blessed us to see and to live through. You've been good to us down through the years. But Lord, you brought us into a new year. And as the new year unfolds, Lord, we seek to do your will, but we seek to do your will your way. Lord, no matter where we are, no matter how, what the conditions are or the situation might be, there is still no more beautiful a place than being in the perfect will of God. Lord, this is our prayer, and it is truly in Jesus' name for Christ's sake that we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Fighting to keep our focus. This morning, my brothers and my sisters, keeping our year's theme in mind, the Holy Spirit moved on my heart because he wanted us to examine the need for us to keep our focus on Christ rather than the enemy. Now, don't get me wrong, we do need to recognize who the enemy is. We need to know that we have a foe, amen, and not just folk that we're fighting. Come on, somebody. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes we still give too much attention to the enemy, especially when we're in the midst of spiritual warfare and the various battles that we have to face from day to day. It has been said, hear the story, it has been said that the doctors of old tested the sanity of a mental patient with the following test. The patient was placed in a room with a sink, and the faucet was turned on, and a stopper was put in the drain until the sink, thank you, overflowed. The patient was then handed a mop, and the door was closed. If the patient had enough sense to shut off the water, pull the plug, and then mop up the water, he or she would be considered capable of going home. But on the other hand, if the patient mopped like crazy and never bothered to shut off the water and or pull the plug, he or she was still considered a little bit insane and needed to be detained a little longer in the mental institution. What are you saying to us, Holy Ghost? Well, when it comes to true freedom, when it comes to joy, unspeakable joy, when it comes to that peace that passeth all understanding, I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about grabbing hold of a lasting, enduring freedom. Hear me today. There are some people in this world who are mopping like crazy, but the water is still running and the plug is still in the drain. Teach in this place, Holy Ghost. They're not in mental institutions necessarily. Some of them we would even consider sane. Some of them we might sit next to on our jobs. Some of them might be, we might visit at our family reunions. We might even sit next to one or two in the pew of a church. Teach, Holy Ghost. Because, and what I'm saying is they are plagued, tell me today, they are plagued by their own personal demons. They haven't figured out how to stop the flooding that is happening in their lives. Most of these people know that there's a problem. They just haven't figured out where to go to solve it, or when they have figured it out, they don't want that to be the answer to the question. They're like the people who found the demoniac. He was clothed and in his right mind. Watch this. They can see what Jesus can do in a person's life, but then they send him away. As a result, they remain stuck in a rut. They're in a vicious cycle of not seeming to be able to experience any long-lasting freedom in their life. Maybe you can relate. And if not you, then you know somebody, whether in your family, your co-workers, friends, loved ones, etc. Some people who have only experienced what I would call a temporary freedom, but not lasting freedom. What are you saying, Pastor King? What are you trying to say to us about a person who's only experienced temporary but not lasting freedom? I'm talking about that person that's constantly up and down. All right. They seem to be victorious one day, and even before the day is over, they're already experiencing defeat. Come on, somebody. But as we launch this year's theme in 2018, the theme of living as the army of God, an army who is armed and dangerous, it is important. It's important, my brothers and my sisters, that we keep our focus in the right place, especially when we are in the midst of spiritual warfare. Let me share what I mean by sharing another story. Once was a man who owned a record company. And he reminded me, remember what those were? I'm talking about those vinyl discs. Come on, somebody. I know I'm dating either myself or dating you. Come on, somebody. But y'all remember what those were. Record company, you know, those vinyl discs look like black frisbees. Now, you better be careful throwing your grandmama and your mama's good record collection around out like black frisbee. I'm talking about a man who ran a record company. Well, besides running the operation, the man also, Keeling, spent many hours in production. And he spent hours in production, and what he would listen to would be the mother disc. Now, the mother disc was the disc from that was recorded that all subsequent recordings were pressed from, all right? Stay with me through here. Now, over the years, the man's ears became adept to catching all the pops and the sizzles. Y'all ever heard those? Now, you still listening to Marvin Gaye, but let's get it on. Yeah, I know. Pops and the sizzles. Now, while we got used to them, Believe it or not, those were the imperfections, teach Holy Ghost, that had to be eliminated in the mother disc or the master disc. Otherwise, and you all probably had it on your record collection like mine, otherwise those sounds would be on every subsequent copy that came from the master. One day, someone remarked to the man that said that working with music must be enjoyable. The man said, you know, believe it or not, I haven't listened to music in years. Because even when I turn on my sophisticated home stereo, no matter what recording I'm listening to, all I hear are the pops and the sizzles. Teach Holy Ghost. Again, as we launch our 2018 theme of living as the army of God, an army who is armed and dangerous. Being in the midst of spiritual warfare, we only, 15 days in? And I know we in spiritual warfare. Listen, you can ring in the new year, but spiritual warfare rung in right with it. And we are still fighting for true freedom in Christ. But even in the midst of that, it's important to remember and learn from this little illustration that a wrong focus will turn your thoughts continually towards the wrong thing, especially towards the enemy. No matter what you read, what you listen to, whatever the genre, no matter how much you pray and how long you pray and what you pray about, etc., all you gonna hear and all you gonna see are demons. So it's important for us to understand today that a true ability to see, I'm talking about more than just with your physical eyes, a true ability for us to understand or even discern spirits will be an ability that enables us to recognize at least as many angelic spirits as we do evil spirits. My God. Turn with me, I mentioned it earlier, to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, starting with the 8th verse through verse 23. I'm not going to read those verses, but in that passage of scripture is a remarkable story. It's a remarkable story about the people of God who experience victory without ever drawing a sword, or watch this, and without even directly engaging the enemy. You mind if I teach for just a little while? Amen. They experience victory without ever drawing a sword or ever even directly engaging the enemy. As a matter of fact, Sister Cargill, they experience victory by seeing God and allowing him to fight the battle. Verse 14 starts out like this. It says, so one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. It says, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? Have you been there? Watch your focus, see? Amen. What will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him. Watch this, here it is. For there are more on our side than on theirs. Now, of course, all the man sees is the enemy. He said, no, I need you to see a little differently. He said, there are more on our side than on theirs. But evidently, the man couldn't see it because Elisha prayed. And the Bible says, oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the man's eyes. And when he looked up, sometimes we got to look up. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to look up. We look down too much. We look down too much. The Bible says that the Lord opened his eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses, chariots of fire. See, in spiritual warfare, it's never a human battle that's limited to us against them. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So if you're taking notes, write this down. It's not an issue of us against them. This is bigger than that. It's bigger than that. It's those with us. Come on, somebody. Against those with them. Amen. How do I know? Because 1 John 4 and 4 says, listen, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, whoever them are, and whatever them represents. You are of God, little children. You overcome them. Why? Because he, big H, who is in you, is greater than he, little H, come on somebody, who is in the world. And so, instead of spending so much time focusing on the enemy, talking about we who are the army of God, we who are armed and dangerous, we need to start focusing on our general. Come on, somebody. We need to start focusing on our general. We need to start focusing on Jesus, the Christ, and the multitude of angels that he brings to fight this battle. Here, this is what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. However, as a New Year's revelation, amen, that is, we're going to have to help each other fight to keep our focus in the right place. I said again, I said, we're going to have to learn to help each other to fight to keep our focus in the right places. Sometimes every time you talk to somebody and every time you ask them what's going on, they're always focusing in on the negative. They're always focusing in on the problems. They're always focusing on something that they want you to fix. Amen. So today, I want you to simply remember two thoughts, and we're going to work on these. They are this. Freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips, and it's completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. We're going to stay right there. I'm going to put a dime in it right there. I'm going to park, and I'm going to fix this thing. Repeat this after me. Freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips. It is completed with the nature of Jesus in our heart. You got it. Now let's say it in unison. Let's say it all together. Freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips. It is completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. You talk with some folk, they tell you everything that's going on, and you don't hear anything about Jesus. You hear the problems, you hear the circumstances, you hear the situations, you hear the woe is me, and you hear the why is me, and you hear the why, what is this, and how come this, etc., etc. But freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips. But it's completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. You need to memorize that. You need to lock that into your minds and hearts, certainly as we journey together in this new year 2018 towards true enduring freedom, understanding that God's purpose for you, even in the midst of a spiritual battle, is to make you, is to make me, is to make us more like Christ. Now, remember our message from last week. We didn't come into this year looking to make New Year's resolutions. We came in seeking New Year's revelations. Amen. So watch this. Because there are a whole lot of people, hear me today, Brother Brad, a whole lot of people who come to church and they attend a whole lot of worship services and they go to a whole bunch of church meetings and prayer meetings and they come in and what they ultimately are saying is, Pastor, I don't want to get delivered. I don't want to just talk about holiness and sanctification. I just want somebody to fix me. Amen. I don't want to talk about how my deliverance comes. I don't want to talk about all of that stuff, having to become more like Christ. I just want somebody to fix me and set me free. But it's that mindset. It's that attitude that hasn't gotten people the true deliverance that they need. It has gotten them the wholeness that they need. And that's what causes a whole lot of people to miss those two simple statements. That freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips. And it is completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. And that is why many of those people only experience temporary freedom. And that's why they can have a good day, a good couple of days, a good week, even a good couple of months, until all of a sudden there's a setback. Now the world calls it falling off the wagon. Fell off the wagon. No, you didn't get on the narrow way. See, there's a narrow way to heaven. And there's a broad way that a whole lot of folk find. He said, in the narrow way, few will find it. And that's what we got to get on, the narrow way. But we're going to have to start working together. Amen. It's going to have to start being a we versus an I. Listen, you can write this down. I read this somewhere that even if you took the we and replaced we with I, even illness becomes wellness. Did you catch that? If you take I, because we spend a whole lot of time in I, but if you take I and replace I with we, even illness becomes wellness. Freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips, is completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. Because again, you got to understand this. I just need to make this plain, especially now, because there's a whole lot of people who are already frustrated in the new year. Frustrated because they feel like their resolutions, quote unquote, aren't coming true. Feel like it's the same old, same old. I told you what it was last week. I won't repeat it. Come on, somebody. Same old, yeah, that. Different day. Brad, I'm spending some chips this morning. But you got to understand, God does not deliver us for the purpose of just being delivered. He delivers us for the purpose of making us more and more like Christ, conforming us to a greater and greater degree according to His will. You see, if you only focus on getting free, teach Holy Ghost, if you only focus on getting free without becoming more like Christ, you won't experience lasting freedom. Jesus taught this truth in Luke 11. Again, Luke 11, 24 through 26. Again, I want you to turn and just kind of follow with me through here. This is a picture of someone who has an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit gets cast out. That's temporary freedom. Teach Holy Ghost. The house is put in order. They are still free. But the unclean spirit rallies the support of other demonic forces and comes back against the man, and he ends up in a worse state than when he started. Thus, no enduring freedom. The man got temporary freedom. Why? Look at verse 28 in your Bible. Look at verse 28. Because Jesus doesn't say, blessed are those who are delivered from demonic strongholds. That's what we seek in the church all the time. Seeking demonic, to be free from demonic strongholds. And I'm not saying we ought not do that, but if that's all you're seeking without Christ, then that's temporary. You're going to just leave church with a good feeling. You're going to just leave church in a good emotion, on an emotional high. No, the text doesn't say, blessed are those who are delivered from demonic strongholds. He says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it or keep it in some translations. That's what he said. What he's saying. That's where true freedom comes from. It's keeping the word of God. It's obeying God's commands, becoming more and more like Christ. Listen, this might not be you. This is really for somebody you know. Because I know we love to pray rebuking the devil. And I know we love to proclaim the devil is a lie. And even the devil says, duh. Matter of fact, I'm not just a lie, I'm the father of lies. I mean, every now and then I think he's saying, you just now getting the news? You're a little late to the story. You know, we love to proclaim the devil is a lie, but I need to let you know, God doesn't need you talking to the enemy. He doesn't need you talking to the enemy. No, in 2018, God wants us talking less to the enemy and less about Satan. He said, I want you talking more to me, to him. Amen. We need to be talking to him, listening to him, and becoming more and more like him. That's what will produce enduring freedom for our lives. So our focus in the fight is not on Satan. Our focus has to be on Christ. Say it with me again. Freedom starts with the name of Jesus on our lips. It is completed with the nature of Jesus in our hearts. As I get ready to close, it's not you that the devil is afraid of. He's not afraid of you. I don't mean no harm, but I think not even the devil is even really the one at your doorstep. How do I know? Because the devil is not omnipresent. So he can't be at your doorstep and her doorstep at the same time. Both of y'all can't come talking about the devil is in my house. That's impossible. Both of y'all can't say the devil is on my back. Every now and then, the devil say, you ain't even ready really for me to come to your house. So we just dealing with demons and imps. But watch this. Not the devil. The scripture say that even the demons said to the sons of Sceva. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? And y'all need to recognize that. I don't care how long you've been in church, how much scripture you read, or how much you've been on your knees praying, and how big and bad you are. I don't care what your title is, from the pulpit to the door. Every now and then we get to speak in some stuff. And it ain't even the devil, it's just demons saying, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But I don't care how deep and booming your voice is. Devil ain't afraid of you, but he is afraid of the Christ in you. Now, when he, so every now and then, if he wants to talk big and bad and say, who are you? I don't need you to know me. I died when I gave my life to Christ, but you know the Christ in me. He is afraid of the Christ in you. So if you truly want to be armed and dangerous, it's part of the army of God. If you truly want Satan to be afraid of you to the point that he'll flee, then you need to fill up your life with what he fears the most, and that's Christ. Then you can have the peace of God, which passes all understanding, knowing that God is fighting for you, and those who are with you are more than those who are against you. I want to leave you with this quote from Francis Frangipane, and he writes, "Peace precedes power. Do not seek to rule over the devil until you are submitting to God's rule over you. The focal point of all victory comes from seeking God until you find him, and having found him, allowing his presence to fill your spirit with his peace." Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence, fighting to keep our focus. The doors of the church are open. Amen. 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 Stand to your feet as we open up the doors of the church. Amen. So here we are in 2018, and
thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.